the DS106 good spell. As you can tell, we're futzing splendidly since 2013 on a DS106 Radio for Life. This is one of 106 bullets from a blog post published by the DS106 Shrink at 1:06 a.m. on Tumblr at the end of the headless 13 run of DS106. Mantras and Koans explore the open online course Digital Storytelling 106. Meditations and rambles about education, openness, open education, art, fun and learning. I'm John Johnson, and with me as usual is Mariana Finnis. Good evening, Mariana.
Hello, John. We're live on DS106 Radio for life.
For life, indeed. And my technical abilities have not left me, let's say.
Since
the last few, and hopefully, yeah, iTunes is nice and quiet now. It's a bit of a special show this week, Mariana. Do you want to give a wee bit of background, and then we'll run into some music?
We have been working very quietly behind the scenes, trying to pull together a radio show. And it has all come together for today, and so we'll be premiering that. And the basic idea behind it is going to be a fairy tale, and the idea was to try and find a way, a few of us who are doing, you know, the kind of the open runs of the S106 this summer, wanted to do something, and we kind of combined what was the Bergeron 106 run with the fairy tale theme and the Prisoner 106, which was another run of the S106 this summer. And we made this amazing radio show that neither you or I have actually heard in its completeness, as it were. We've just contributed bits here and there, and other wonderful people have put it all together for us.
Yeah, and just before we start with that, I'm going to run through a song by two of the people who were working on this, Rochelle and Ron. And we're going to hear, hopefully, pull Rochelle in for a wee chat later. And this is Rochelle and Ron's version of It Is a DS106 World.
Making our debit keeps me sane, clears my mind, revs my brain. To create is better than champagne, makes me happy, makes me happy. There's a freedom when you open up, fill your cup, fill your cup. Ride attention to a new creation. Live your vision, live your vision. And I find it really funny, I find it really grand. To share my stuff with others makes my world expand. And some call it community, or maybe family. People creating art together, it's a very, very DS106 world. DS106 world. In front of me are familiar tweets, blog updates, down under mates. Bright and early for the daily create, making art, dancing gym is filling up their gifs, no layer masks, no layer masks, going headless, don't wanna do my work, boss is a jerk, boss is a jerk. Kind of funny, I find it kind of mad. The dreams in which I'm clone rushing are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people share in circles, it's a very, very D DS106 World. DS106 World. Bloggers waiting for the moment they get things. Read your post, loved your remix, and I feel a wave when Kernahan sings. Sit and listen, sit and listen. Went to school and I was very nauseous. No one knew my blog nor my SoundCloud. Hello, Assignment Bank, where's my example? Tagged right to me, tagged right through me. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of mad. The dreams in which I'm home rushing are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people share in circles, it's a very, very DS106 world. DS106 world.
Right, this is we're back and we're still in our DS106 world. As you can probably tell, Marianne and I whispering along. How are we doing, Marianne?
We're doing okay. We are both live and alive.
Okay, so
what do you think?
Basically, the story we're going to hear is an episode of The Prisoner as a fairy tale, and that's probably as near to a sensible thing as we'll get. So we'll just plunge straight into the show now. So I'm going to play the show. I think we've got commercials and all sorts of bits and pieces breaking up. It's going to take about 20 minutes to play, and then Mariana and I will come back in and hopefully pull in some of the other people involved and have a wee chat around it. So we'll play this and see you on the other side.
Welcome to our show. DS106 Good Spell and Rocky Lou Radio are bringing you The Labyrinth Tales. We hope you will enjoy our show, which will begin right after this message from our sponsor.
Do you know the hassle of travel? The long lines on the airports, the traffic jams on the highways. Fairy Tale Travels offers you a complete new option of traveling. Have you ever considered traveling at the flip of a wand? Or flying comfortably to your holiday destination on Dragonback? Traveling from your own fireplace to the many fireplaces all over the world that are part of the Fairy Tale Travels traveling network. We've got the right wand, the perfect dragon, and the most powerful traveling powder for you. Rent one of our wands or dragons and get to your destination comfortably and fast. Let your holidays start with the journey by using Fairy Tale Travels. You'll find our ads with the information in the Village Herald. So, be seeing you at Fairy Tale Travels.
Once upon a time, a long time ago, there was a princess, but she didn't want to be a princess. As her kingdom suffered under a very cruel tyrant, her own mother, the evil queen, all she wanted was freedom for her land. She knew what she had to do.
Her Highness, the Royal Princess.
I resign.
What's this? A letter of resignation? You can't resign. Not even my own daughter, the princess, can resign.
Oh. Wow.
Uh-oh.
Your Highness, you look upset. What has happened? Here, my lady, drink this cup of tea. It will calm you.
Bitter. Taste. Where am I?
You're in the Enchanted Kingdom.
Who are you?
I am the court jester to the Queen.
The Queen? My mother? I demand to know why I've been brought here. Has this something to do with my mother and her evil plans of domination?
The Queen is a woman of terrifying power. I am but a humble servant to Her Majesty. Are you not the royal princess?
I am not a princess. I am a free woman.
No one is free here, dear. We're all pawns. Be seeing you.
What could this be? The court jester has left an envelope for me on the table. It's a letter from the Queen. What does that evil witch want now?
Dear daughter, I need information. You are the only one who could travel the labyrinth under my enchanted kingdom to find the Minotaur Maker with a book of information and bring it to me. Others have tried and failed, lost forever in the catacombs far below. But the magic string left to you by your father, the late king, will help you find your way out again. Should you succeed, I will grant your resignation and you will be a free woman. Should you fail, you gormless girl, you will remain a princess here forever. Bring me the Maker's Book of Information. Sincerely, your mother, the Queen.
Good morning. It's another beautiful day in the kingdom. Please remember that the labyrinth underneath the enchanted kingdom near the north shore is temporarily out of bounds for repair. Residents are encouraged to explore the maze in the sun garden instead. Residents are encouraged not to feed the pigeons.
Where is it? Where is it? My mother, the evil queen, promises me my freedom in exchange for the Maker's Book of Information. It may be hidden in the labyrinth underneath her enchanted kingdom, but I will never find my way back out if I can't find the magic string my loving father left me upon his death. Oh, great. Here Here's that invisibility cloak Supermoon gave me for my 16th birthday. How good that will do me now. I have to find that magic string.
Did you find it, dearie?
Find what?
Why, the magic string, of course.
How do you know about that? No, I can't find it. Can you help me? Wait! Where did she go? What's this? A small golden box left by the old woman? What is it with these people and they're leaving things behind? Whatever could be inside? Yes! The magic string! I have the magic string! Chester, I am ready to embark on my journey through the labyrinth. I have the magic string that will allow me to find my way back out, so that I may return with the Minotaur Maker's Book of Information as commanded by my evil mother, the Queen. She has promised me that I will be set free when I have given her the book.
Good luck, Princess. We need information. Be seeing you.
Please do not be frightened. I was making some tea. Would you like some?
No, thank you. A recent experience with a bitter cup of tea has me wary. I'll pass.
As you wish, my princess.
Who are you? How do you know who I am? Are you the Maker?
Yes, I am the Minotaur Maker. I'm also the father of your friend Supermoon. It was I who gave him the invisibility cloak you received on your 16th birthday. And I'm happy to see you have brought it with you.
Why are you down here?
I was labeled as an unusual, because I, like you, dear princess, wanted freedom from our land, nothing more. The evil queen has imprisoned me here in this labyrinth, far below her enchanted kingdom, with no way to escape.
Freedom, you say? To have the whole of our land free from the clutches of the queen? That wicked witch would be a wonderful thing. That is all I want. And she has promised me my own freedom if I bring back to her the Book of Information. Do you know of this book?
I am the maker of all the information of this land. The book she speaks of is mine. But without the key, she will be unable to open it. This key unlocks the secrets of freedom for all. What is that noise?
It has to be my mother and her conniving little toady, the court jester.
Have you betrayed me?
No. I want our freedom. They have tricked me and followed me here so they could be sure to get their sinister hands on the Book of Information. You must trust me. Quick, give me the key and the book, and I will hide them under my invisibility cloak.
We know you have the Book of Information, Maker. We will have it, by hook or by crook. Where is it? The Queen needs that book to stay in power. Tell us where it is. You will give us the Book of Information. You will.
What have they done to you, Maker?
The Queen and her court jester have used all their evil magic to torture me, to gain access to the Book of Information.
No! We will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. Our lives are our own. Come, it is time for us to escape from this underground prison labyrinth. By following the magic string, left to me by my dear departed father, we can safely return to the surface.
Children, you show them how to maim and torture, and what do you get? Wine, wine, wine.
I want democracy. I want freedom.
What did freedom ever do for anybody? Made them tired of making decisions, that's what. Princess, you've found your way back to the surface. I knew I should have taken that magic string with me. Now, hand over that book. I need information. Let me have it, you gormless girl. The Book of Information will give me eternal power. I will reign forever and never age.
You evil woman! I see your plan. You only needed me long enough to find and bring you the Book of Information. Then you planned to have your minion, the court jester, kill the Maker and I so that no one would stand in the way of your dreams of domination.
You have to get past me first.
Maker, you must use your powers to destroy her before she gets the book.
What's happening?
is gone. It's safe for you now to open the book. Use the key to unlock the secrets of freedom for all. Open the Book of Information, Princess.
I am not a princess anymore. I am a free woman. I abdicate.
Good morning. It's another beautiful day in the kingdom. Please remember to come out and vote. We no longer have a queen or a royal family. We are a free democracy. Vote for your chosen candidate. Residents are encouraged not to feed the pigeons.
Minotaur tea.
Tea is always the right beverage choice.
The choice of adventure.
Experience a feeling of freedom.
Minotaur tea.
Caught in unfamiliar places?
Stressed.
Got evil queen problems?
Relax. Ask for Minotaur tea. Wherever you are.
You have been listening to The Labyrinth Tales, brought to you by DS106 Good Spell and Rocky Lou Radio. This show was a collaborative project by the following members of the DS106 community: Christina Hendricks, Rochelle Lockridge, Karen Young, Kathy Onteam, Mariana Funes, Vivian Rolfe, Melanie Barker, John Johnston, and Ron Lee Unisen. We hope you enjoyed the show and hope to see you back again at our next show. Until then, we greet you. Be seeing you.
Be seeing you indeed, Mariana. hopefully we're now our voices are coming out. Luckily you didn't have to listen to Mariana and I giggling and through the show. Great stuff, folks. I'm amazed at how that's come together, and I think it really worthwhile the disorganisation which led me not to listen to any of it until now. I'm really glad I didn't. That was super. Mariana.
I purposefully, you know, I try not to. I did the same in the previous ones, you know, even though I kind of know, because of course, you know, I you know, pulling the script together and, you know, you contribute to bits, so you know what's going to happen. But I always try to avoid it on purpose, because that way I really enjoy it when we do the live premiere, because I haven't heard it all pulled together. So, but those sound effects, I mean, I know people work really hard to get them all sorted. I mean, they're wonderful, absolutely wonderful.
I think the way it was just the editing together was really great, you know, the levels and the, yeah, yes. Just a super job. I think that was Ron and Christina mostly. And we're just going to try and bring in a couple of folk that were involved here. So, okay. Skype's interface has changed yet again, so it says add to call. I'm going to try that, and I'm going to bring in Christina. I don't know if I've got Viv's contacts, but here's...
I'll send you it.
Christina, are you in? Not yet. Let's go add to call. Oops. Skype. Yeah. Everybody's bubbling away there in Skype. Michelle, are you here?
I'm here.
Hi, brilliant. Nice to see you.
It was ringing on mine, so I thought I could answer.
Yeah, that's it. That's cool. I've got that here. I didn't want to bring anybody in while we're just listening to it because I found Skype's bandwidth. It's been good tonight, though. It's been great. But Christina's Skype should be bubbling away at the moment. And I'm just trying to... I think Viv said she would come in and have a chat. What do you think, Rochelle?
Of the radio show?
Yeah.
Oh my. This is the first time I haven't listened to things as it's gone on because I was very busy. There was no way I could tweet. I did a few things. It was just hilarious.
Yeah.
The way your Minotaur voice was fantastic.
That was
creative. Is that Colin?
I think that's Giffa Dog. Is that
Giffa Dog?
I think so. She's just Mariana's just dropped out. I think to probably chastise Giffa Dog, but leave him alone, Mariana.
I the sound editing that Ron and Christina did. Let you write the levels and with the just all the different sound effects and the music coming in that Viv had written and the stuff that everybody found. I am really impressed. This is the best one that our group has ever made. This is fantastic.
It's super stuff. Christina, you're in here as well. So
I'm here. I'm here too. I was trying to see if I could get Viv as well, but I can't find her.
Oh, Viv, if you DM me a Skype contact,
That would be best because tell her that I've got three different ones. I don't know. I don't know how many. And one is here, a pending contact request. So yeah. I don't know what.
Right. We'll get her anyway because I think the music as well was just great. And Michelle, you're saying that you know the levels and things. I was astonished because I know the stuff that quite a lot of the bits and pieces that I did at the very last minute and threw together in rather hurried fashion. And Christina, yourself and Ron have done a great job, especially considering your not neighbours.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, you know, it's the internet. You can.
Yeah. I think it's a very hard thing to do, though, an edit like that over, you know, where you can't actually talk to each other in that, you know, straightforward way. So
we did separate scenes. So I did like the opening and the first scene, and then a couple of scenes towards the end, and then he did the rest. So I had volunteered to do the whole thing, and I quickly realized that I there was no way I'd have time to do that because just doing the first scene took me hours.
Yeah. So. Well, it sounds like it. You know, it sounds like it. And I don't know, Popo, maybe it's Shell. I always remember people saying, "But video for an hour of, you know, for a minute of video, you need an hour of editing of, you know, an hour of footage or something like that." So,
partly, you know, getting all the sound effects in there and the music, but also, I mean, Rochelle and I have talked about this before, getting everything timed exactly the way you want it to, you know, and sliding things over just a slight bit because that beat needs to come in right after that dialogue and, you know, all that. I'm a bit of a perfectionist in that regard.
It was worth it. I mean, I didn't actually even read an awful lot of the script after the first couple of iterations because it just got too much. You know, there was millions of emails and I hit an incredibly busy time at work. Yeah. And the change between what it started out and what it ended up is amazing. Yeah,
that's true.
And I'm just going to try if you try and find Viv now.
Sure. The other thing that was a bit challenging, you were talking about the levels, is, you know, people sound very different when they're recording with different equipment. And so Ron and I had a lot of emails back and forth where he said, here's what I tried to make this person sound like they're in the same room with that person. And so then I did the same thing, you know, on my end in the scenes that I was editing. So, because sometimes, you know, just the echoes were different or the, not just the volume level, but just the whole sound. It didn't sound like they were even in the same room. So that took a while to fix too.
Are you guys going to write it up so we can see that? Because I know I had that problem when I was doing editing last time. I like it that you'd, you know, having the sound underneath, you know, the music and stuff underneath helped cover some of those things. It was well done. The timing was just right on.
Thank you. Yeah, I just wrote up the basic blog post with the credits, but I can also talk a little bit about some of that stuff we did. There was one thing Ron did on the announcer tracks that I couldn't get to work, and so I'll ask him again what it was exactly that he did.
It was wonderful because I hadn't heard any of it, you know, not together. And when you said, here are some drafts, I purposefully said, yeah, no, I'm not going to listen because I wanted to hear the whole thing. And it was just lovely. It was gripping, it was. John could hear me going, no, that's an evil queen. We want her to melt. It was very, very, very wonderful to hear.
Yeah, I waited till my son was asleep to record the screaming, evil, laughing, melting part. But my husband was on the third floor upstairs, and he actually texted me. He's like, are you okay? So I'm screaming, because I do several screams, right? You know, yes. Hope the neighbors don't call the police.
That's right, because, you know, you're not, as an artist, you wanted to try different ways to do it.
That's right.
Several screams.
My son didn't wake up, thankfully, so it's good.
Did anybody actually have any kind of synchronous time, or as we've done it before, has it all been done sort of Twitter, email, and async?
Yeah, it was all asynchronous.
Yeah.
Everything I did was asynchronous, most definitely. You know, even the song that you did, DS-106 spell, or, you know, it's mad, it's a DS-106 world. That was all done asynchronous, and the part that Ron had put in underneath that, we did it in Soundtrap, and he had added some instrumentation underneath my guitar, and he just like, oh, Rochelle, look what I did, and it's like, oh, cool, and that was how we also did our the fight scene, and I had put some stuff up on the fight scene and had invited Ron to come in. And when I came in and heard the chainsaw that he put in there, I was just dying. I couldn't stop laughing. And then as a joke, I found the war sounds and the machine guns and stuff. And so I thought, ha ha ha, that'll be really funny, but we'll take it out. And, and when Ron liked it, that was it. It stayed.
I couldn't stop laughing when I heard that either.
Well, I think the humor really worked, and I wasn't expecting it to be funny, if you know what I mean, in that way. And but right the way through, there was a kind of good current of jokes, and not overkill or anything. Maybe the machine guns. that just worked really well. It's just great stuff.
A lot of that, I think, is you know, because Karen had a go after I did the first draft of the script, pulling together all the different ideas. Then Karen had a go, and she always has a great sense of humor, and she added quite a lot of the sort of, we must do something about this, make this funny, make that funnier, and then we you know, and then you, Rochelle, kind of made it all sound like it made sense.
It was extremely collaborative, every part of this. There is nobody did it the whole way through or anything like that. All of us, and it was, to me, it was, there was, this is the first time that I've done writing for something like, so I had what Karen and Mariana had started at first and put it together, and then I came in and I was just going to clean some stuff around, and then I started doing editing and making it all, you know, a little bit different. And to hear how I imagined it, and then to hear the actors put that in there, it was great. Oh, it was wonderful. just wonderful. And again, I want to say, your Minotaur Maker, the sound that you got, oh, just, I couldn't have imagined something like that. That wasn't even in my mind. That was way better than anything I would have thought about.
Well, again, I think Ron turned the growl down a bit. I think I over growled it.
I did have a little trouble understanding it too, with the original growl.
It was
very low.
You always sound okay to yourself because you know what you're saying. You know?
Yeah. I must listen again so that I can get to appreciate the sound that the magic string made, because I was very curious about that, but I can't say that I could quite place it.
The actually a lot of good, if you just look up magic on freesound.org, there's tons of magic sounds because people make them for like video games and stuff. So we played around with that. Yeah.
Right, right.
It's a, just a wonderful resource, Freesound, I think.
Baby's saying, could you please try to add her again? She's done. She's done something, I think, to her.
Was there a dot in the name, basically, I found?
Yes. Viv, yes. There was a dot. Yes.
All right, okay. She's just... holds her escape options. Interesting, but...
Shall we talk amongst ourselves, John?
Why don't you talk amongst yourselves? Because you've got plenty to say, and I'm not actually making a lot of sense now, so I'm just going to look for Viv again.
If John can add Viv. Yeah. Poor Viv, she's always struggling with Skype.
You know, what's something that I thought was really neat is that the two, the Bergerons and the prisoner, came together. To make something, and you know, the prisoner people had first had started it, and then Mariana and we'd all, you know, started coming back in, and I really liked that. That we played this summer. There were two different things, but we were kind of playing across each other, and then we did the radio show together. I liked that.
Yeah, I think that's cool. Because that's what I put in my blog post too, that we made it a fairy tale, sort of go along with the fairy tale theme, but then it was also had elements of The Prisoner. So, I mean, people who are not familiar with The Prisoner show won't get some of the inside jokes, but but I think it still makes sense even without those, you know, like I like the Rover sound, and I recorded one of the sounds with the doors opening, like the doors have a very specific sound. Yes.
How'd you do that?
How did I do that? I used Soundflower. That was it. So I played the episode on my computer. I used Soundflower to record it into Audacity. So that's a program you can use on the Mac. I had tried it with QuickTime to play it and record on QuickTime, because apparently you can do that, but it just wasn't working for me, so yeah, I need to write that up too.
Yes.
Hey Viv, I think we've got Viv in the door now.
We've got Viv, David, and Spike here. I think.
Excellent.
I apologise in advance.
Yeah. There he is.
Now.
There's Spike. Yay!
Well, we've had dogs already. You see, you know, the DS-106 Fold is vibrant and varied, isn't it? And full of talent, no matter how many legs that you do have. So.
Exactly.
And yeah, David hasn't got a leg to stand on. He's saying.
So I don't know. I'm guessing you heard most of our early conversation, Viv, and one of the things we loved was the music. And at some point, maybe a wee bit of how you did that would be good.
Well, I stumbled on this old music that I found that was my dad's, and it's a book of motion picture play music. So it's the old piano music they used to play in the black and white, you know, sort of films, the talkie films. And it was just full of this dramatic music, and I thought, "Whoa, that might be good." So I recorded far too much one afternoon. I kind of got carried away.
I think I was stuck in Sheffield with a broken alternator at the time.
You were stuck somewhere, which is probably just as well.
This is what happens. I leave the roll on for half a day.
It's the most amazing music, actually. And this guy, Joseph Breyer, was a famous sort of film... sort of score and conductor over 100 years ago, and that's where the music came from. I do have a surplus of keyboards in my living room. I think we're currently at about 5, aren't we? And some of them you can just press a button and you've got an entire orchestra, so the music was great. And well, what I did like, and what I find absolutely fascinating, is, you know, we're all totally dispersed, but some... Oh, there's this shared vision, isn't there, of we're going to create something. And I always feel slightly bewildered. Why I'm not quite sure where that fits in. But people take the bits that they want, and it all comes together. And I find that quite incredible. And I find that incredible because, you know, that's what we all try and do back at work, isn't it? It's so challenging. Yeah, we're a dispersed group. working via social media, and amazing things happen. I find it quite incredible, really. And I thought that was astonishing. I've kind of maybe lost the plot, but got more into the sound effects. And it was incredible,
yes,
isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Beasts and minotaurs and sounds and...
I do like a minotaur.
Yes, it was fantastic, wasn't it?
Every story needs one.
I wanted to be able to do a pause so that and go back over it and listen to parts, and I'm like, okay, John's going to be posting this. I'll be able to listen to the whole thing and take it slow.
I just uploaded it to SoundCloud too, and it's on that blog post that I tweeted out, which I'll tweet out again.
So it's all hooked up, and somebody mentioned about the prisoner and the fairy tale thing, and I'm just. That seemed to work very well, and that was quite unexpected. But I don't know if that's because both fairy tales are really flexible, and The Prisoner was kind of written in that way. Because Living in Harmony is the episode that I think gave the idea for this, where it's just a cowboy story. So if it can be a cowboy story, then it can be a fairy tale, and then we can really do what we like.
I think that a lot of the collaborative writing that happened before we ever got to making anything, I think that helped a lot, because it was even before we got to a place where we were saying let's have a go at writing a script, we had our collaborative Google Doc where people were just putting ideas and growing the ideas and adding this and taking that away and trying to find a way in which what kind of a fairy tale might you tell, combining some of the ideas from The Prisoner and so on. And we had we had quite a few iterations of that with different people adding ideas. Then we did the same with the actual writing the script. So then one person had a go, somebody else had a go. And by the time we got to the actual recording of it, we actually had managed to create a fairly decent script, considering the non-plausibility of our story. If such a word exists.
Are those more sound effects?
I mean, sorry, was that a dog playing tug by any chance?
So what's going on at your house?
Whether it's David or Spike at this point, I'm not quite sure.
And Abby was whining here for a second, too.
So we should do an entirely dog-based radio play, shouldn't we, really?
We really should. Yes,
or cats, if anyone's got that preference. But
Two cats, yes. But they're very quiet.
Too many cats.
They're sitting here and they're not saying anything.
Too many cats on the internet. I think it's a dog's turn, not a dog's turn.
I have really enjoyed the way that as DS106ers in the open that we have learned how to and continue to evolve our way of working asynchronously. And I don't know how things will come together. And when Viv sent her music, she had that, I'll put something together, and then all of a sudden there are five pieces up there. So we had too much time on our hands this afternoon. That it's like, wow, this is really good. I don't know how it's going to go in there. God, it's really good. And then to hear that you guys had put it together, you and Ron, Christina, had just put these things in there, and it was just right, just perfect.
Ron's in.
Yep, I just found Ron.
Ron!
Good evening, Ron.
Hello, do you hear me?
We do.
Yes!
I've been fighting this Skype for minutes now.
I think minutes is probably a good short time to fight Skype. I hear that it's been many lifetimes of
Well, I was passed. Quite stressed. I thought the show would be over before I got it working.
So I hope you've been listening, Ron, because your ears should be burning. It was a great job on the edit.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I loved doing it. It was a lot of fun.
It is. It's like my favorite thing to do with audio is just put things together and I mean, I like recording too, but putting stuff together is definitely fun. And Ron did a ton of work. So he put all the scenes together mm-hmm. with the Pop Goes the Weasel music in between, which I thought was a nice transition. Yeah.
That was inspired. That was inspired, Ron. When you told us about that, I thought, yeah. But actually listening to it and thinking, it just brought the whole thing together. So it's a brilliant idea.
I just stumbled upon it in the site of Kevin MacLeod, who has a lot of beautiful sounds and music on his site. And I thought, well, that would make even more a link to Prisoner 106. Mm-hmm. So that was really fun. It's a great site, Kevin MacLeod's site. It's a wonderful site just to listen to small parts of music and try to sense what the feeling it is and what kind of images you could imagine together with it.
Yeah, it's he just has done such a wonderful service to lots and lots of people by making that stuff a Creative Commons license. So, yay.
Yes, yay.
and now as we're talking about Creative Commons and licensing and attribution, I guess that also is something to say to the both of you, all the efforts that you've put in, because I know certainly that I can be lazy at times, but you know, very kindly but very, very precisely, you always kept asking Christina in particular, you know, and what, where do we put the attributions, and have you written down your attributions, have you made sure that the attributions are there? And it's just, it was lovely to see your post today, because of course anybody who might, you know, because I think about the educational purpose of this, anybody who listens to it then might want to go and see what how all these things come together. They have all the list of all the different things that we've used. I thought that was a brilliant job, because I know that it takes a hell of a lot of time to do and pull together. So
and then, you know, that was our collaboration too. We had that somebody had, I don't know if it was Kathy or Karen or if it was Mel, but had put together the sound, and had, you know, I'd come in and there would be new sounds, new links mm-hmm. to new sounds, and they would just come in and do things, and so you didn't know what was going to be there or who was going to take on what, and they just, oh, wow, that's done. Okay, that's cool, and I could build off of that. I could say, okay, that particular sound is there. Now how else might I want to put in it? So I like that. I like the working around the clock 24 hours, and I get up and something else is already done, and have comments and just, you know, all of that.
Yeah, that's one of the nice things about having your, you know, a few of us on this side of the world and the rest of you that side of the world. We can do 24 hour. We can work mm-hmm. 24 hours nonstop.
Mm-hmm. I would email Ron with a draft of something I'd done. It'd be like midnight or 1 a.m. here, and he'd just get up and vice versa.
Yeah. I was already in bed. It was way past 1 o'clock in the night here.
Yes.
I was still in bed, and I got another email by Christina. So I'll reply to this one, and I ended it with, my eyes are shut now. But, you know, another thing, you mentioned the educational thing to it, and not just, doing digital things, but a couple of months ago, I got a request. You remember we did the Bergeron 106, and we did the time cycle thing with Ron?
Yes.
So we had this text, and we had the voice and the effects, and I got a question from a teacher who... taught a second, how do you say, second language English? So mm-hmm. it's a second language. And he asked, could I use it? Because now I have got the text and I have the images and I have the voice to it. So I could use this in my lessons.
Wow, congratulations, Ron. That's fantastic.
Well, we could do the same because we've got the texts now. We've got the voices and the effects. So it could be used in lessons as well.
True. Yeah. That's amazing. And that's what's so cool about That's what's so cool about making stuff open, not just publicly visible, but open for others to use, you know? Like, yeah, if you want to use it, there's a license on it, and it's all good.
There are Twitter things coming in on my machine.
How's John?
Yes. Sending a picture of his Skype with everybody.
That is so great.
A wee group photo. Yeah. I'm also just astonished that we're doing this over with five people in the room in Skype.
I know. We actually did get everybody in at this moment. I am just baffled.
Have you got a professional license because you got images?
No, I think it's... What are you using, Ron? Because it says you can't video because your device doesn't support it, but...
Okay.
I mean, I've got money in my Skype account because I use it for other things, for phone calls and stuff. But, anyway, we're kind of getting off... I'm suspecting...
Yeah, we are. We're getting off the...
We're also sort of rambling to...
and I do have to go soon.
Yeah, I think we're probably a good time to... sort of wrap this up. I'll just, is there any last words? We're going to play out in a wee minute or two with some music from Karen, who is not here today and put a lot of work into this, but there's another wee song from Karen which I'll use as a play out in a minute. But just before we do that, is there any final thoughts or whatever's?
Well, I just, as the announcer said in the Labyrinth Tale at the end, well, we hope to see you in the next show. So I really hope we could do something like this next summer because it's a lot of fun to do.
Yeah. And now we have a name. They opened the S106 players. I don't know how that came to be, but we have a name.
It just ends up somewhere on somebody's thing, and it just happens to show up on a poster or whatever.
Yeah. So we could go touring.
I don't know where I came up
with. We could go touring around the world next year. I mean, you just
No, Mariana, we already are touring around the world.
That's true.
Well, Vancouver in November, so...
Yeah.
Replay.
Are you coming, Viv?
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Yay. It's an open education conference.
Yes. Of need to buy a new suitcase to put my saxophone in, so yeah, we're preparing ourselves as we speak, so...
Excellent.
So Ron, I posted the your one about, is it? It's Ron Bergeron Tells a Secret. It's the one on YouTube.
Yeah.
Is that the right one?
Yeah, that's one. Yeah. He tells his biggest secret to his son.
Wow.
Okay, I'm gonna leave us chatting here and just play out on the. So everybody, we should keep chatting here, folks. But I'm just gonna bypass us and play out on Karen's song, which is called The Silkies.
The Silkies.
And I think Silkies come from around here somewhere. Here we go.
The silkies of the west put on her sealskin vest, and my love followed her to the sea. He was fair of face, fast of pace, and quick with a smile or a grin. But she was winsome and full of grace, and he was quickly drawn in. The silkies of the west, cavorting in the sea, like sirens they call out to me. Oh, he tried to keep pace, 'twas the nature of my love, to do the best that he could do. Enamored by her beauty, driven by his lust, he followed her where she would go. But the water was icy, deep, dark, and chill. And the silkies wanted his soul. The silkies of the west, cavorting in the sea, took my love from me. The silkies in this fight killed off the wholesome light. Now my life is shadowy despair. I haunt the shore, pining away, begging the gods to hear my prayer. My eyes grow weary, my heart is numb, waiting for my love to return. The silkies of the west, cavorting in the sea, like a siren he called out to me. My love returned to me, out of the sea, with his fair, fair face a-smile and a grin. My heart leapt in joy at the sight of my love, and I was quickly drawn in. The silkies of the west put on his sealskin vest, took me and returned to the sea. The silkies of the west, cavorting in the sea, like a siren I will be.
Okay, so you're tuned to DS106 Radio, keeping you live and informed and in the latest arts happenings all day long, all night strong. DS106 Radio is brought to you by the Ice Weasels of Northern Canada and is and will always be for life.
Oh, brilliant.